important is it to you to look fashionable, even expensive? Even if you're not much of a fashionista, you might have noticed that dupe culture, dupes as in duplicates, is on the rise. Earlier this year, annual sales on the fast fashion platform Shein, which is known for selling super affordable knockoffs of high-end fashion brands, topped $1 billion in Australia for the first time. And that's just one platform. Competitors like Temu, Wish, and AliExpress also offer cheaper version of brand name products, as do big chain stores. Counterfeit fashion is nothing new. No, I'm not the only one that remembers the fake Louis Vuitton handbags that all the Bali tourists brought home maybe 10 or 15 years ago. But these days, people aren't hiding the fact that they're knockoffs. They're flaunting it. So why have shoppers embraced dupes? And how has dupe culture impacted local designers and business owners who find their creations copied without their permission? Tell me, have you bought a dupe? What is the appeal of a dupe to you? Or are you an artist or creator who's had their designs copied without permission? Well, with me is Dr. Taylor Bridges, a researcher at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, and Christian Williams, a Brisbane-based fashion designer. Taylor, I'll start with you. How have dupes become such a dominant trend?
It's been really a combination of factors that we've seen in recent years. Of course, there's the cost of living crisis that we're in, so we all have less money to spend. And kind of looking at your last segment, really the rise of social media is a huge part of that as well. We're living online, we want to present a certain image online, so being able to be a part of that and look a certain way. We're also seeing that luxury brands have also gone up in price. So, well, of course, we were seeing over the last 50 years, actually, it was around a 5 to 7% increase annually of luxury goods. Some data from HSBC suggested that between 2020 and late 2024, luxury brands actually went up 54% on average. So those luxury products have increasingly become out of reach for so many of us, and that the dupes or those alternatives are becoming increasingly seen as a savvy way to shop.
Yeah, what's the difference between a dupe and a counterfeit item?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a dupe is essentially a lookalike. So it's mimicking a style or design of a luxury or branded item, but without using any of those logos or trademarks. You'll hear this a lot. It's about capturing the vibe of an original, and it's not pretending to be it. So similar shapes, colors, or styles, but they're not claiming to be the real thing. Where the counterfeits, like you mentioned, they are made to deceive. It's copying branding. It's trying to pass itself off as an original. And with dupes, you're really saying, hey, this gives you that same look for less, where counterfeit is trying to say this is the real thing, even when it's not.
There used to be a real social stigma around buying a fake, and it sounds like there's a bit of a distinction here. But what is it about this moment that makes dupes kind of like almost as trendy as having the real designer deal?
Yeah, I think that counterfeits or knockoffs really had that really negative connotation of being shameful or that dirty secret, where, like you said, dupes are really being embraced as smart shopping. And a part of that is this rejection of these rising luxury prices, where also at the same time that the quality, there's perceptions that the quality of luxury goods have gone down as well. So a dupe is offering you a more affordable access to that style, really for a fraction of the cost, and again against this broader cost of living crisis that we're in.
Christian, I want to turn to you. For people who aren't familiar with your brand, it's really art-based.
Very much, yes.
And you were seeing copies of your clothing being sold online.
I did, yeah. So I think it was about this time last year. It was brought to my attention by customers, believe it or not, on social media, and they said, your caftan is being knocked off, and there's this website that is selling them, and they're selling them for like $90. And I was beyond like horrified, because, you know, that's your intellectual property. And the more I looked into it, the more that I realized how many websites were actually copying this particular caftan and then using all my imagery, and also using social media videos and stuff that they had reposted and then used on social media for advertising.
So they're not even copying your designs on their socials. They're literally using your your actual images.
They're actually using my intellectual property. And, you know, friends of mine who have done me a favour, like Brooke Falvey, she's an influencer here in Brisbane, and she did a favour for me by doing a video try-on of one of my kaftans, and they have gone ahead and reposted that. And they are selling so many of them, and people are falling prey to this all the time.
How does this, I mean, it feels self-evident, but talk to me about the realities of what that means for your business.
Well, what it means for me is that, you know, it's cheapening what I do, I suppose. But having said that, these are really bad fakes, like really, really, really bad. Like, we're talking 100% polyester, really bad sequin work. Print isn't always accurate, but, you know, I just feel for all these people that are falling for it, you know, because it looks so real.
Because they're using your image.
Exactly.
So, Taylor, what's the difference between someone sort of taking Christian's designs are smaller than, say, a big house like Hermes or Chanel, and knocking that off as opposed to the big global brands?
Oh, it's heartbreaking because you think about the amount of work that people like Christian are putting into their designs, and then for you to just to see in a matter of minutes, it feels like sometimes to have that dupe online. It really comes down to enforcement, because you might have for like a bigger brand being able to decide to actually take on legal action, or if we saw the example with Uniqlo, that their Mary Poppins bag was knocked off and they were able to file legal action against Shein. But it often really comes down to these issues around enforcement. And it is so hard, particularly when these brands or the counterfeits and the knockoffs are operating across international borders. If you have platforms like Temu or Shein, they're operating within layers of third-party sellers. So it gets really difficult to pin down actually who is responsible for it. And really, when that legal action is so expensive, and you're going against a massive platform with deep pockets and that fast turnaround, it really leaves you in a really difficult position.
Christian, what message do you want to share with consumers?
Look, I just think, I know that, you know, there's a cost of living crisis at the moment. You know, things are going up, and, you know, people to spend $700 on a dress, it's a lot of money, and I understand that. But you've got to think about the creatives that are producing these, like myself. I spend hours and hours and hours a day designing and coming up with concepts, like new concepts, with my mother who designs with me. And to see that then just blasted out into the stratosphere of social media and online, it's heartbreaking. So just be a little bit more cautious when you're buying, and maybe try and do a little bit more research, maybe reverse image search. If it seems too good to be true and it's really cheap, try and do something like that, because you're not only buying a fake product, but you're going to get a really, really bad product as well.
On the text line, Peter in Geelong says, dupes still sound like counterfeits just being legitimised. Intellectual property is still being ripped off. Well, thank you so much, Christian Williams, Brisbane-based fashion designer, and Dr. Taylor Bridges, a researcher at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.